Unit 7, page 171, reading, The Old Schoolhouse.
Schools in remote American towns in the late 19th and early 20th centuries were very different from schools today. There was only one classroom, and students of different ages were all taught together by one teacher. This must have been very challenging for both teachers and students alike. Answering the needs of different age groups was not easy for the teacher. As for the students, when the school day began, many of them were tired since they had woken up early to finish doing their chores on the farm. During the school day, students learned basic skills such as math, reading, and writing. Writing neatly was very difficult because they didn't have pens like the ones we use today. As a result, they spent hours rewriting what they had already written. Taking care of the schoolhouse was everyone's responsibility. The students were expected to bring wood that their families had chopped to put in the stove that was used to heat the classroom. At the end of the school day, students cleaned the blackboard the teacher had written on that day, making sure the classroom was ready for the following day. When the school day was over, students had to walk a long way home. It was the same long way they had walked along that morning. Although they might have looked forward to getting a well-earned rest, the hardest part of the day was that once they got home, they were expected to help with the additional chores that awaited them in the house and on the farm. So the next time you want to complain how hard studying is, go back in time. You might gain a different perspective.